Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our in-person and Zoom post-Yamim Tovim learning at Share. I hope everybody had a meaningful and uplifting Zman Simchaseinu. Time just goes, and that's how life is. Time goes, and life goes. And we have to really grab hold of every day and every minute in order to maximize all that we can while we are here. This class is dedicated and sponsored by the Frun family, very generously, Lezeicha Nishmas, their mother, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShalom, and Hashem merit a continuous aliyah and the schus of the Divrei Torah that we will share together, and that Kanei Nahar really reaches around the world. Baruch Hashem, Lahagdil Torah, Elaha Adira. What is the message of Sukkos, of Chag HaSukkos? So Rav Avigdor Miller, if anybody saw his Torah Sevigdor for Sukkos, speaks about the message of the sukkah. And the message of the sukkah is how fleeting time is, how temporary time is. We think that this world is permanent and that it's a diras kevah, we're here forever. Rav Avigdor Miller says a person comes to this world and he thinks, I know, I'm here for 65 million years. Or maybe I'm here for 10,000 years. And he thinks he's here forever. And he says the message of the sukkah is that this whole world is diras arai. Everything is temporary. And when we move back into our homes, we should take the lesson of the sukkah with us, that life is so fleeting. And he gives, I want to tell you about Avram Avinu and Bo Bayamim, but I'm afraid I'm going to forget by the time I get up to the mash. I don't know whose pencil this is. Remind me to say Bo Bayamim. So he gives a mashal, which I told over at the Yom Tov table, that there's an island, a desert island, and every so often people wash up onto shore on this island, and it happens to be a very wealthy island. The population on the island is wealthy. So when a person washes up onto shore after a shipwreck or a rowboat wreck, whatever, one person solitary sailing the ocean, it's a mashal, okay? So they take him to this grand home and they clothe him in beautiful clothing and they feed him fine foods. The guy can't figure out what's going on. He's a stranger. He showed up on this island. Everything is so wonderful. So one time a man makes friends with one of the chamberlains and he says, listen, what's going on here? I just washed up on shore and you're treating me like a king. So the chamber said, listen. The chamberlain said, listen, every so often somebody washes up on shore because, you know, we're like a distant island and there's a shipwreck or a rowboat wreck or a raft wreck and they come here and we make them like our king and we wine them and we dine them and we clothe them and we give them all sorts of honor. But when the next person washes up, we take this person, we send them on a raft and we send them away and all those riches are nothing. So the man thinks to himself, and the chamberlain says, and also while they're here as in this position, in this honorary position, they bring their wives, they send for their children, they're now one of the wealthiest people on earth, but then we just send them off and they have nothing. So the man thinks to himself, I'm going to be smarter than all those other kings. Instead of importing, I'm going to export. While I'm rich, I'm going to export. So I'm going to take some money and some jewels and some fancy food and provisions. I'm going to send it to the other land. It's on the other side of the water. So when they cast me into the water, I'm going to end up there and I'm going to be rich. I'm not going to be poor. And the day comes when, lo and behold, the next guy washes up onto shore. And they strip this guy of his royal garments and they put him back how he came. They put him on a raft and he set sail. But unlike all the other previous kings who were there, this guy made an investment. So when he lands on the land that's on the other side of the water, he is wealth, he is riches. The Nimshal is very obvious. The Nimshal, says Rav Avigdor Miller, is that this world is that temporary island. And we're only here for a short time. How long are we here since, says David HaMelech in Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadi? 70 shana? 70 years? Vim Begvuros? 80 shana? And if you really have a Richos Yamim, really have strength, 80 years? Even Moshe Rabbeinu was 120. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here forever. If we take investments and we export them, which is, of course, Torah, Ma'isim Tovim, Chesed, Tefillah, Tikkun HaMidos, if we work on ourselves and we send exports to the next world, and when the time comes and we set sail, and we have a whole wealth, a whole treasure trove of wealth, and a storage house, and then the life in the Olam Haba, Amei Vesum Shana, is one of great wealth. But if we eat, drink, and be merry while we're here, while we are here, and we lose sight of the greater picture, and we think like the king that this is going to last forever, that when we set sail onto the ocean, as we came here, Vayushneim Arumim, Adam v'Ishto, and we go as we came, and we will have nothing. And Rav Victor Miller Zatzal says that that's the lesson of the Sukkah. Yes, we only dwell on it for 7 days, but we have to take the message and the lesson of Sukkot with us into our entire lives, into Cheshvan, into Kislev, into Teves. This whole world is a diras arai. This whole world is only temporary. And says Rav Victor Miller, no, we're not here for 10,000 years, and we're not here for 65 million years. We're here temporarily. And we must maximize what we have now while we are in this world. I just like to make sure the recorder's working. So I want to share with you a beautiful vart. So gewaldic that I never saw before. It's tremendous, especially for me, someone who is so taken by shorashim and words in Lashon HaKodesh. It says about Avraham Avinu, this Shabbos, Shabbos Mevarchim. Bo Bayamim. Thank you. So it says about Avraham Avinu, as afraid by the time I told the mashal, I would forget the Bo Bayamim. It says about Avraham Avinu, it's tremendous. I know it's this week is Parshas Bereishis, so we're going to meet Avraham at the end of next week's Parsha, Parshas Noach. So it says about Avraham Avinu, Bereishis Chof Dalet Aleph. It's a very famous pasuk, which is recited. Why do I say Shams Varchim? Because many have accustomed to recite it after Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Do you say it after Halal? Oh, so very famous pasuk. Avram Zakein Bo Bayamim VaHashem Beirachas Avram Bakol. Avram was Zakein, he was old, Bo Bayamim, coming on in years, and God blessed Avram Bakol with everything. So Rashi famously says, what's Bakol? With a son. Bakol in Gematria, Beis Chaf Lamed, 2:20:30 equals Ben. Bain, son, 2 and 50 is the same Gematria. So Hashem blessed him with all. Perichov Dalet is finding the Shidduch. Perichov Gimel is Misa Sarah. So Avram realized Sarah just died, and my son is not married. He survived the Akedah. Perichov Beis is the Akedah. Yitzchak was not Shechted. Perichov Gimel, Sarah dies and she's buried. And Perichov Dalet, Avram realizes, I have to marry him off, because who's going to carry on the Umay Yisraelis that I started? Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol, Hashem blessed him with a son. And now that he has a son, S-O-N, I have to marry him off. So this sefer, short and sweet on the parsha, by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregrin, which is Feldheim Distribution, quotes something so beautiful from the Zohar. And it relates very much to our learning. As you will see, he talks about the covering of the soul, where we're up to in the sefer. How do you literally translate Avram Zakein, and Avram was old, Ba Bayamim? If I asked you, don't worry, I didn't think of it on my own until I saw it in the Sefer. If I asked you, I just saw it last week for the first time. If I asked you, how do you translate Ba Bayamim? Okay, forget what the pasuk, how we typically translate. What would you literally say Ba Bayamim means? Forget the context.
Came.
I can't hear.
Came. Ba.
Ba.
Is it Beis Aleph?
Beis Aleph, yeah.
Ba Bayamim, came in the days.
Oh! There's an echo in this room. It's beautiful, but there's also an echo. Okay. Ba Bayamim, and Avram was old, he came with his days, or he came through his days.
In the days, no? Ba?
Ba, he came with his days. What is this talking about? What does this actually mean? What does it mean Avram came with the days? It most certainly doesn't mean he reached old age carrying a stack of outdated calendars. That's what it literally says. Addressing this question, the Zohar in Parshas Vayechi. So Vayechi Yaakov Bar Mitzvah Shvas Veshana. My nephew, I just asked him over Yantav. I said, when's your Bar Mitzvah? So he says Vayechi. His name is Yaakov. They said, your invitation to just say Vayechi Yaakov. So my sister-in-law said, oh, I didn't even think of that. I said, it's so cute. His name is Yaakov. I don't know, we'll see what the invitation say, his Parshas Vayechi, Ezra Soshem. Addressing this question, the Zohar and Vayechi, listen to this, explains that in the Garden of Eden, the supernal Garden of Eden, where we're all trying to get back to, by the way, because this week's Parshas Bereishis, and what happened? They were kicked out of Bereishis. In the supernal Garden of Eden, a person's clothing is the clothing of the soul. Adam and Isha on this week's parasha did not have clothing. I quoted the pasuk already. And the two of them were unclothed. They were naked and they were not embarrassed, Mayanim and his wife, because before sin, there's no need for embarrassment and then there's no clothing. You only need clothing after sin. The soul's clothing, the garment of the soul in the Olam HaEmes, is made up of the days of their lives. In other words, in heaven, we are clothed with time, T-I-M-E. How we spent our time, the days of our lives, are the cloak of our neshama. And so one who wasted their lifetime on earth will have no garments for their soul in the afterlife, the Zohar explains. By way of example, and he ties this into, please wait, by way of example, he ties this into Parshas Bereishis, this week's Parshas Bereishis. The Torah tells us that Adam and Isha were naked in Gan Eden, which I already told you. In addition to expressing a basic truth about the absence of physical garments, on the level of the Pshat, Adam and Isha, when they were created, were naked. They were actually naked. The Zohar says there's a deeper lesson that is being conveyed. Adam and Isha are described as naked because at this point, they only experienced one day in this world. They sinned the same day that they were created. And they didn't have any clothing, meaning they wasted their time in sin. What's the first thing they do? Even before Vayeda Adam Eschava Ishto, that's Perek Dal Pasuk Aleph. Even before that, she eats and she gives to him and he eats. They have no clothing means they wasted their time, so to speak. They don't have mitzvos. Their soul is not cloaked in the glory of following the Tzivui Hashem. This is the mystical explanation as to why Adam and Isha were naked. A person is cloaked with the way they spent their time purposefully, usefully, positively. But at this point in their human experience, if you will, however exactly understand that, they were naked because they did not have the days, the ma'isim tovim, to cloak their neshamos. And this explains why Hashem had to fashion for them new garments shortly thereafter. The first thing Hashem does after he curses them is, what does he do for them? He makes them garments. They are naked because they don't have any positive action. They only had one mitzvah, one sivri, and they didn't keep it. So what does it mean, Aaron was ba bayamim? He came with his days. The Zohar explains, Avram. The Zohar explains, Avram used each and every day correctly, replete with maximum Torah accomplishment and mitzvah performance. Avram's always running to do the Ratzon Hashem. We're up to the pages in the Sefer, Ritzenu Laso Ritzonecha. We want to do Ratzon Hashem. We want to do what Hashem wants. The epitome of this was Avram Avidu. Hashem comes to him by that Kedah, and what does he say? Hineni. Here I am. I'm ready to do your will. As such, Avram entered his final days in this world with his time intact, ready to accompany him to the next world. Ties in so, he's not talking about Sukkot, but it ties in so beautifully to the message we have to take with us into the fall, or if you're in Australia, into the summer, the message of the Sukkah. We have to take the reminder that at the end of our lives, it is bo bayamim. We will all come with our days. Excuse me. And the kasha is, what are those days going to look like? What are those days going to be? What's going to happen if they're 120? Because this is a diras arai. It's just a temporary dwelling. We like to think it's permanent. We put up bricks and stucco and stone and steel and metal. At the end of the day, what do we have? Only the Baba Yamim. You know, I went to it was a graveside levaya, someone who learns with me for many years in a different venue. Mrs. Hindi Chef, her mother, Allah HaShalom, was Nifteres. The levaya was Sunday afternoon, Erev Sukkos. There was no Shiva. And Rabbi Axelrod said something really powerful at the graveside. It was very moving. He said, it's Erev Chag HaAsif. The Yom Tov is not only known as Chag HaSukkos, and not only as Man Simchaseinu, but it's also called Chag HaAsif. It's a time when you gather in the produce. Now you have to, you know, the farmer, the landowner, they gather in the produce to the cellar, or wherever they stored it in the olden days. It has to get them through the winter. But he said the other time that Asif is used in the Chumash is in regard to death. Ne'asaf elamecha, you will be gathered into your people. The Avos are told, Vayasaf elama, Vayakov avinu. Death is also referred to as a gathering in, a sif, so to speak, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gathers in the neshama back to the Olam HaEmes. So a person has to think, just like if you toil in the fields, you have what to gather. So too, we have to toil in this life, so when we are gathered in, we will have what to be gathered with. The Baal Shem Tov makes a fascinating point in reference to the Akedah. Okay, so that was on Parashas Chayesara, but really it was tied into Bereishis, which is this week's parasha. And it's such a Musar Haskalah, how we have to live our lives here. And it's a lesson that we have to take from Sukkos. The Sukkah reminds us that we're all kings in a palace for a short time. Will we ascend to the Olam HaEmes after 120 Baba Yamim? Will we come with our days? Well, the days and how we spent our time cloak our neshama and the eternal world of truth. And now, this is Geshmak and Gevaldik. Listen carefully. By the Akedah, the Pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Ashi says, Nizdaris LaMitzvah. He woke up early in the morning. He has alacrity for the mitzvah. Vayachavosh Eschamaro. He saddles his donkey. Vayikach Eshneina Arav Imo. He takes his two lads with him. Rashi says, from you learn a great person has to travel to be, but takes Eliezer and Ishmael. Vayivake atse ola. Vayikach eshneina arav. The Baal Shem Tov says, shneina arav could also be read as, he takes the years of his youth. Yes. Shnei is like shanim. Ne'arav is youth. On one of the last missions as an Eved Hashem, according to many, it's the last of his 10 Nisyonos. Some say Kvura Sara was a Nisayon, but Lamaisa, everybody holds that the Akedah is a Nisayon. It was either 9, but according to most, it was 10 of his 10 Nisyonos. Vayikach Eshnei Na'arav Imo. He takes the years of his youth with him. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Shnei Na'arav can also be read as referring to the years of his youth. In other words, Avram used his youthful years correctly, and he packed them with Torah and Avodah, and this is what fueled him and gave him the ability to carry out the Akedah Siyatzchak, and this was his ticket, so to speak, eventually to Olam Haba. It's Gevaldik, Baba Yamim, so it's Shabbos Mevarchim, so when you say this on Rosh Chodesh, I mean, it's just tremendous, really. We come with our days, and that's how we come to Olam HaEmes. And if we think this world is Diras Kiva, and we're here for 10,000 years or 65 million years, we have to remember the lesson of the Sukkah. And what's really important, and what is the primary, the Ikar, and what is the Tafel, the secondary. And then, Vayikach Shnei Na'arav, it's 22 Chav Beis Gimel. Shnei Na'arav Imo, we must take the years of our youth, all those chuyos, all that alacrity Avram had for the mitzvah, is what gave him the koach to forge ahead with the hardest test yet. Although most people intrinsically recognize the preciousness of time, few and far between are those individuals who regularly make the most potential of each moment. Sadly, the rule of thumb in this area is, says Rabbi Zag Bregman, the closer one senses he is to death, the more he appreciates lost time. If we've been careless with this golden commodity in the past, now's the time to start working on managing our time correctly, infusing it with meaning, rededicating ourselves to appreciating the transcendental power of time. So it's just tremendous. They were naked in Gan Eden, according to the Zohar, because they did not have a mitzvah with which to clothe their neshama. Avram was Bab Bayamim, as the father. Noach is not the father of the Umay Yisraelis, and Adam is not the father of the Umay Yisraelis. They're the father of humanity, but not the Umay Yisraelis, because Avram was the first person who was Bab Bayamim. And that's what accompanies us to the Olam HaEmes. And this is the idea. So, you know, Sukkot is over. Like you said to me, I can't believe Yom Tov is over. I can't believe Yom Tov is over. Like, where did it go? The blink of an eye. You turn around, and I just feel like, I'm, like my mother, she should live, and Bilal Shaticha, she says, the older you get, the faster time goes. And I start feeling it as the years go by, just the fast. So what do we have left at the end of the day? Baba Yamim. We must come to the Ribono Shel Olam with our days. And if you want to know what must fuel our Vodas Hashem, Vayikach Hashnei Na'arav, he took the years of his youth, because they were all fueled with Avodah Hashem. You wanted to say something, but I said, please wait.
No problem. I actually tried to look it up. Do you remember when we learned in the Sefer about when you go to Shemaya, you're going to be embarrassed about your banner, what your banner was made out of? There was some kind of...
When you go to Shemaya...
We talked about how when you go to
the canopy, you'll see the canopy of the tzaddik, and they'll be so embarrassed. Yes.
Like
very, very nice. You could say like the canopy is the cloak of the tzaddik, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, very, very nice. Yeah. You'll see the cloak of the guy next to you, and you'll be so embarrassed by your paltry deeds. Look at their robe of eternity, and look at my nebuch ripped t-shirt that's covering me. So you know... So two people said this, very interesting. Two people direct messaged the same thing that I thought of, that I prepared for a different show that I wasn't even going to say tonight, but it's very interesting. Both Joanna and Leah both said directly to me that it reminds, and they didn't see each other's message because it was both direct message, that it reminds them of how Parshas Chayisar begins, which is about Sarah. She lived 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. It's in Perichov Gimel Pasuk Aleph. But it says she lived Mea Shanim the Eshim Shana Vishiva Shanim Shnei Chaye Sara. Rashi enumerates each one separately to tell us that she maximized her days. Very, very nice. I promise, preparing for a different year, I had the same machshava. So I want to tell you something funny. Only Shari people could truly appreciate this. So this is the first year tonight after Yom Tov, obviously. And when we made a simcha in the summer, Baruch Hashem, I did something I never do, which is I got a manicure. Shocking, I know. But yes, I thought, okay, I think it's appropriate. I got a manicure. So I got a gel manicure so it should last for the whole week. So while I was getting, I thought, you know, this is very nice. I should do it in honor of Yom Tov. So I went Erev Yom Tov and I got a gel manicure. There's a reason I'm telling you this. Obviously, there's a reason I'm telling you this. And so gel manicure, this is only the second time in my life I did it, has to be taken off. It doesn't come off by itself. So you have to have the first appointment and you have to make time for the second appointment. So I went today to have it taken off. And next to me, you know, there's someone right next to me, who's a nice looking lady with a shito. I don't know, a little bit older than me, it seemed. Maybe a decade or two older than me. So while we're in the middle, she says to me, Mrs. Horowitz. I said, yes. So she's a teacher from Darche. She remembers my son from nursery school. She says, I remember I had your son in nursery. So I said, wow. She said, then I remember I had your nephew. So I said, which nephew? Not the one who's being, maybe she had the bar Yaakov, I don't know. She remembers the one who's being Maritza. So we were talking. She asked me, where is my son up to now, et cetera. So we were talking a little. She was talking about teaching these days. We were talking. So then while the ladies were on me, only the Shari people could appreciate this. You're really going to appreciate it. I thought, Hashem, it's Wednesday afternoon. I had a morning shiur. I had a 1:15 shiur. I had a 2:30, 3:30 shiur. I ran to Central to have this taken off and pick up things for supper. I had two classes tonight, Baruch Hashem, trying to catch up for the laundry after Yom Tov. I don't have help in the house. I mean, outside help. My family helps me. So it's been a pretty intense day. So I don't know. Hashem wanted to give me more material for shiur. So I look down at my hands and my eternity band is missing a baguette. You could probably see it from there. Yeah, you see there's a nice stone missing? So I look down and the woman's taking off my manicure and I'm talking to this Mora and I said, oh, I'm missing a stone. You could see, no?
Now that you
yes?
It out,
yeah. What?
Now that you pointed it out.
So I said, oh, I'm missing a stone. So I said, right away, I said, I'm not blaming you. I have no idea when this fell out. I said, but I just noticed it. So she starts sweeping the table and she's looking for the stone. Said, you know, maybe I could just leave you my phone number. If you find it, you could call me. And then I looked at the mower and I continued to talk about my son. So she said, this was not an act. She said, I'm very impressed. I didn't know what she was talking about. I just went back to the conversation.
The mower or the manicurist?
The mower said to me, the manicurist are a different ethnicity and wearing masks. I'm not saying that to be racist. I'm saying it because I have a hearing loss. So forget it. I can't understand that. Okay, with the mask and an accent. It's not for me. So the lady, who's a longtime teacher, Yeshiva Darche Torah, Master Mechanecha, says to me, I'm very impressed. So I said, why? So she said, you're a diamond. So I said, the worst thing I ever lose should be my diamond. Like, I was literally not upset. Like, I'm not joking. Like, not, remember my bracelet? No, but I don't even need applause. I don't even want applause. Like, I was not upset.
I'm applauding to you because I'm still mourning my ring.
Oh. So, okay. So I said to her, you know, the worst thing that I should lose should be my ring. I just went right back to talking to her. I don't think they're going to call me. I have no idea where it is. So it was probably strapped into the garbage. Whatever. It fell out. I'm not saying I like to waste money. That's not the attitude that a Jew should have either. But a person has to know what is the diras keva, and that's the olam ha'emes. And in the next world, nobody's being cloaked with diamonds, because Ribbono Shel Olam cannot care less. Li ha'kasav v'li ha'zav v'nu'um Hashem tzvakos. Pasuk from Chagai, with which Perkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes ends. Hashem doesn't care. So a person has to think, what's the diras arai? What is my temporary dwelling? And what is the diras keva? What is my permanent housing? And in this sefer, short and sweet on the parasha, on Pasuk from Bereishis, he brings out an insight I never saw before either. Bereishis bar Elokim es ha-shamayim ve-es ha-aretz. In the beginning, Elokim created the heavens and the earth. So there's a lot of talk about a lot, more than we would ever get through if we spent our whole lives on this Pasuk, and more than we would ever understand if we spent our whole lives on this Pasuk. Most esoteric parts of the Torah. But what does this pasuk mean? Because in the beginning, Elohim did not create the heavens and the earth. Because in the beginning, Elohim created Or and Choshech. The pasuk says, "Bereishis bara Elohim esa shamayim ve'esa aretz." In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. But no, in fact, "Vayomer Elohim yihi Or, vayihi Or, vayara Elohim es Or ki tov, vayavda Elohim ben Or ben Choshech." So the first thing that we're creating, you know, the children bring home. This more probably teach us. The Kinderlach, the first thing that Hashem created was light and darkness. So why does the Torah begin with Hashem created heavens and earth? That's not what he created first. So the Sefer Short and Sweet and Parsha quotes a very, very beautiful insight. It's teaching us how we must live our lives. Hashem is the Malami Torah L'Ama Yisrael. And he's teaching us. Hashem is the master teacher. There's a medrash that contrasts the way human beings build and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds. Chazal tells us, you don't need, by the way, Chazal to tell us this. When a human being builds, they work from down to up. If you try and build the roof on the second story, without building a foundation, so you're building a castle in the air, a pie in the sky, you're going to have nothing. You can't build. We're not magicians. And we're also not God. You can't build the upper floor before you have a foundation in the lower floor. There's nothing to hold it onto. So a human being builds from down to up, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds from up to down. How do we know? Because it says, Reishis Bara Elokim Es. Remember, every word, every letter, every shoresh, every sequence is very important when you're learning Chumash. Reishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim. If the Torah wanted to say, Reishis Bara Elokim Es HaAretz Es HaShamayim, that's how a human being builds. If you were asking me, we would build Aretz first and then Shemayim. Bereishis bara Elokim esa shemayim ve'esa aretz. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and then the earth. So the Midrash makes a point of pointing out that a human being builds from down to up, but the Ribbono Shel Olam builds from up to down. Yeah? So what is the Midrash teaching us? That's a comment of the Midrash. The Midrash, the drash, the deeper level, then the pshat is always coming to teach us something. You're raising your hand? Oh. So the Midrash, so he quotes Rav Shmuel Alter. So I actually looked up online. He was Nifter recently, like in the 1900s. It was Rosh Hashiva, I forget where, who was not blessed with biological children, but he has a 20 set sefer on Chumash. 20 volume set of Sfarim on Chumash. Thank you. Rav Shmuel Alter explains, what is Hashem teaching us? So obviously, physically, we have to continue to build from down to up because it doesn't work the other way. That's not how Hashem made us. But Hashem is teaching us that as we build our lives, the Shamayim focus should be the focus of our lives. He says it, Shamayim type stuff. That's actually what the Sefer exactly says. The Shamayim type stuff, not the fanciest English, but that should be the focus of your lives. Meaning, Torah and mitzvos, chesed and tikkun amida should be our main goal. Emulate God. We have a mitzvah to emulate God. It's brought down two times in the Gemara that I know. So to Yadal, Alf and Shabbos, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, Beis. We have a mitzvah to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Physically, we can't build from up to down. But spiritually, metaphysically, how we live must always be up to down hashkafa. The ikur is what comes above, the shamayim type of stuff, to quote Rabbi Zat Bregman, and the tofel, the secondary, is the aretz focus. The mundane, the earthly things, this means that making Torah and mitzvahs our main goal. In terms of the rest of what life has to offer, all the stuff of Olam Haza can come after. So yes, physically we're going to continue to build Aretz to Shamayim because we can't do otherwise because we're not magicians, we're not malachim, we're certainly not the Ribono Shel Olam. But metaphysically, spiritually, we must build, we must always be building our lives, building the Shamayim with the Shamayim as our focus, and this relates to the whole theme of tonight's shiur. We began with Sukkot is over, and like you, I feel like, how could it be over? I can't believe it's over. Where does the time go? And it's a long winter ahead. You know, I always say after Sukkot, when you have Purim, you know Pesach is coming. After Pesach, you know Lag BaOmer and Shavuos is coming. After Shavuos, the kids know that the summer is coming, and the schedule is different. It's a different feeling. It's a different time. The bus doesn't show up at 6:34 in the morning, and it's different. And then in the summer, you go back to school, but you know the Yomim Tovim are coming. And then after Sukkot, it's a very long, choshech, dark winter ahead. It's cold, and there's choshech. So what is the lesson of everything that we just did? It's not only 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El through Yom Kippurim. Then there's the days of Chag HaSukkos, the 7 days d'Oraisa, the 8 days d'Rabbanan, and Chutz Arts. So what message should we take with us? So of course you have to take the Simcha with you in our Avodas Hashem. But the lesson of Sukkos is to remember to fill every single day with the Shamayim type stuff. Rachel's brother came, Esa Shamayim, Esa Aretz. Because all that Aretz, mundane things. You think God cares when I get up there after 120 the diamonds in my ring or it's not in my ring? He couldn't care less. He's not impressed. No one in Shamayim cares. What's important is how you react to what your focus is, what's important to you in life. This is what the Midrash means by saying when Hashem builds, he goes from Shemayim and works downward. And fortunately, going back to the mashal of Rav Victor Miller, again, this isn't about Sukkos, this is about Bereishis, but it ties in exactly what Rav Victor Miller says, the people who import things into the island when they're king. But they're doing it wrong, they're doing it backwards, they're importing and making it more gashmistic comfortable. But at the end of the day, they're just cast away, and they can't take anything with them from the physical things that they amassed anyways. Many people in life have it backwards, and they make the finite, temporal, material world the goal of their strivings. And really, that's the aretz. That's how we physically build, but spiritually and metaphysically, it must be shamayim to aretz. And then I want to start to conclude, not yet, but as we're starting to, with Avar from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon darshans on Chumash so gewaldig, not only on Chumash. This is tremendous. Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Isa Shamayim, Isa Aretz. Okay. The Vilna Gaon says, Rav Eliyahu, the Gaon Mivilna, 1700s, that Bereishis is an acronym. I never saw this before. Maybe you did. I never saw it before. You did, Esti Klein? You know this? I can't hear, so whatever. I can't hear also because you're on mute. But the Vilna Gaon says the letters of the word Bereishis stand for the most important values in the life of a Jew. Beis is bitachon, trust, which is what Amunah and bitachon is what we're working. Yeah, question is what we are working on. 7 years, can I know? 8 years. I hope that everyone's Amunah and bitachon is improving. I'm not saying I'm throwing away diamonds. Don't get the wrong impression about Michal Aretz. That's not what you should do. That's wasteful. Yaakov went back for Pachim Ktanim. But if it happens, what's our attitude? What's our hashkafa? What's our focus? Bitachon is the actualization of Amunah. So Amunah's in theory. I believe that there's a God. You have to implement that belief into your everyday life. You have to live like someone who actually believes it, not just says you believe it, you believe it. Bitachon is Beis. The next letter is Reish. Yeah, what did he say? You know why it's so gewaldic? Because what are we up to in the Sefer? Our will is to do your will. Ritzoneinu la'aso ritzonecha. It's from the Gemara. Someone actually looked it up and messaged me where it's from, but I don't have it in front of me right now. Ritzoneinu la'aso ritzonecha. The Reish in Bereishis stands for Ratzon. Our will, we're up to page 263. Our will is to do your will. A person must have Ratzon in Avodas Hashem. You have to have Ratzon to keep Shabbos. You have to, now I know for us it's obvious, but imagine it's not obvious. You have to have a Ratzon to dress tzlius. You have to have a Ratzon to not mix basar b'chalof. You have to have a Ratzon to fast for 26 hours on Yom Kippur. So some of these examples are very, very obvious to us. But here, you have to have a ratzon not to talk Lashon Hara. You have to have a ratzon not to want to read schmutz that's available in every novel on the library shelf. You have to have a ratzon not to watch the movie that we shouldn't be watching. Well, you're right. Forget the library shelf. You have to have a ratzon not to access it at your fingertips all the time. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. So bezes bitachon, a Jew must actualize their amunah and implement it into concrete trust in God and the way we live our lives. I could just, if I leave the ring backwards, no one will see the hole. Then ratzon is we have to have a desire, which is exactly where we're up to in the Sefer. Our will is to do your will. Raise, raise, aleph. Aleph is a hava. A per Joanna, remember, is it love, love, or what is it again? You could post it on the chat from Rav Gav. You quote it, right? Yeah, you could just post it in the chat. Ahava is Ahava Hashem. That is one of the tenets of our faith. Devarim Perek Vav Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Dalet is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then how do we have to? We profess this every day. Twice a day, Shachas and Arvis, plus Kriya Shema Alamita. What do we say? Va'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha. A person has to serve God from love. If you love somebody, you want to please them. You want to do what they want. Think of a person that you love in your life, whether it's a child or a spouse or a parent or a sibling or a best friend or a teacher. You want, or your rav, you want to do what's right because you want to please that person. Not because you're afraid. You want them to be happy with you because you love them. Therefore, you want to do for them. Hopefully, you make supper for your family if that's part of the breakdown of jobs in your house. You make supper for your family because you love them and you want to feed them, not because you're afraid. So we want to serve Hashem because we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to be happy. That's where His children. We want to make our parent happy. Ahava. Ready? So I really didn't know if I should teach this inside in this class or my Monday morning Shmiras HaLashon class. It might come out in both. It's okay. You can't compare what you learn 100 times to what you learn 101 times. Shin is shtika. Silence. Just like a yid has to know when to talk, just as, if not more important. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Siag lechachma shtika. Perkei Avos. Also, kol yamai gadalti bein hachachamim v'lo matzati leguf tov mi shtika. Just as it's important, but the Ramban to Vayikra 19:2 Yud Tes Beis Kedoshim Tiu Kedosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem says the Ramban lo sach Rabbi Chia sicha b'teila la'olam. Just like a person has to know when to speak, a person has to know when to be silent. I'm talking about your phones. Never mind all the schmutz you could see. What about all the schmutz you could type and write and forward and produce and the mockery and the
wasting time. Wasting time.
So that's a different story. That's a Rachmana Litzlan. Bitachon, ratzon, ahava. So trust, desire, or will, love, shtika, silence. Yud is, oh, by the way, someone suggested, I usually teach them Tuesday nights, but because of Yantif, it was just a very crazy day for me today, Baruch Hashem, in a positive way. Someone suggested at my previous class, Simcha. Maybe also the Shina Bereshit stands for Simcha, which coming, that's what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, so coming up of Chag HaSukkos, Sman Chachaseinu, Ivdos Hashem B'Simcha, Bolufan of Bernana, V'Samachta B'Chagach, V'Yisach Sameach. It's also a very beautiful idea. I'm quoting what the Vilna Gaon's acronym is, but I think it's a very nice idea because we do need always to have a measure of Simcha in our Avodas Hashem. Ein Eshchina Shriya, Ela Mitoch Simcha. A Jew always has to be B'Simcha. The Klal is Kam Tachas Shalavadata, Lo'avadata. Excuse me. Asher Shem Al Kecha B'Simcha B'Tov Leivav Meirav Kol B'Midbar Devarim Chavchas. So Simcha, the Vilna Gaon says Shtika. Yud is Yira. So you have to balance out. All right, Avinu Malkeinu versus Avinu Avinu, or versus Malkeinu Malkeinu. Malkeinu Malkeinu is only having Yira. Avinu Avinu is only having Ahava. A Jew needs both. You need to have reverence of God, awe of God, yira, but you also need to have ahava. So bitachon, ratzon, ahava, shtika, yira, trust, desire, will, love, silence, fear, and find the tav is?
Torah.
Bereishis, the tav is Torah. And the truth is the maisa. This is the first word of the Chumash. Well, Vilna Gaon says it teaches you everything a Jew needs to know about serving God. And really, ideally, I'm not saying Micha Aretz, but if a person lives according to this, a person has You know, I don't know if anyone saw this Jewish Action, fall 5783, the OU magazine. So there were a number of articles of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadok Kodesh Levracha, one by Rav Aaron Lapiansky, one by Rav Moshe Haura, another lengthy one. I mean, it's just like mamish. This is a person, a gadol, a giant, who embodied what Rav Avigdor Miller speaks about, who is Baba Yamim, who Vayikach Shneina Arav Imo, who understood that this world is a Diras Arai, and we're going to the Diras Kiva, and literally, I mean literally, who could say such a thing in our time, besides for such a Gaon and a giant, every second was lived. And if a person lives by Bereshis, Bitachon, Ratzon, Ahava, Shtika, Yira, and Torah, that person's entire life will be lived with the ideals of understanding that I'm exporting. So when they cast me off after 120 years, I'll be the wealthiest person in the world. And that's what is the Avram Zakein Ba Bayamim, Vayikach Hashneina Arav Imo, and that'll be the cloak, Be'ezus Hashem and Olam HaEmes. And truly, Ratzon, Ritzoneinu Laso Ritzonech, our will is really to do the will of Hashem. We have to come to the point where we are able to overcome the Yetzer Hara, to live the lives that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and to grab every moment, and to take the message and the lesson of Sukkah with us, says Rav Avigdor Miller, through all the months of the year. Okay, so thank you for joining me in person. Thank you for joining me on Zoom. I wish everybody, Joanna, I don't have time, it's too long of a comment, so you can WhatsApp at me and I'll try and get to it, okay? Thank you so much, everybody. Laila Tov, Kol Tov, and Be'ezor Hashem, good Shabbos. Thank you.